All right, we are now recording.
Awesome. Okay, so Jackie, you're on mute.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for doing all the work to get notify the folks. And thank you for all attending. Thank you for giving us an hour of your time. We have a lot of interest in this particular Zoom session this evening. So without further ado, I'll toss the baton back to Robin.
All right, great. And I'd also like to thank Renee for always being here for us and helping us out. All right, so welcome everybody. We have a great group. We've got a couple more that are going to be hopping on. Tonight's topic is Zoom and the website and Facebook and how to promote your chapter's information, get members, retain members, how to use Zoom, because it's still not quite back yet. That though I did see Chadwick Bay had their installation. That was a fantastic thing. I did see social distancing. That was good. It's still slow. So knowing how to do Zoom and being comfortable with Zoom is definitely going to be a help. One of my other organizations used to have face-to-face monthly board meetings and then a Yes, face-to-face monthly board meetings and a face-to-face dinner meeting. So there was two meetings a month. So what we've done and we've decided going forward that having a Zoom board meeting is pretty cool, and that we'll only have the dinner meeting for the once a month. So that worked out well. So we're learning a lot. A lot of people are capturing onto Zoom, but if you haven't done Zoom so if you haven't done Zoom where you're actually the host, where you set up the meeting, send out the invites. I'm just hearing backward noises a little bit. And it's just like a squirrel. I get sidetracked. Okay. So what I wanted to do is show you how you could actually set yourself up with a free basic account. Anybody could have a free basic account if you'd like to. You can have a meeting for 40 minutes if you've got more than two people. If it's just one person with another person, then that can be hours and hours if you wanted to do that. You also can have up to 100 people in your 40-minute meeting. So what I wanted to do is just show you how to do that. What I think might have happened very recently, because the last time I logged into my free account, we used to be able to have a call-in number where people could call in. And they've said because of COVID and because there's so much overwhelming of that, that's going to be temporarily discontinued. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to share my screen. And what you're going to see when I share my screen is your screen is going to go full screen with us. So I'm going to go ahead and go to share screen. And I'm just going to pop out to my desktop here. And I set up something funky, so that's why you see that. Okay. So the website to get into Zoom, if you just want to set up for the free one or something like that, is simply zoom.us. And once you're there, you would go into log in or create an account. So I've already created an account, so I just had to put in my email address. And you'll notice that different notices happen. So this is where I found this out today. It says, due to increased demand, dial-in phone audio conferencing capabilities may be temporarily removed from your free basic account. Now, if you subscribe to Zoom, so you have the pro account or something else like that, that's still there for you. So for us, we have many pro accounts, so we're able to keep that package on as well. But once you're inside here, this is where I can go in and schedule a new meeting if I wanted to do that. If I had other meetings set up, they would be showing up right here. And this is said the user is a loser and does not have any upcoming meetings. So
is a loser.
It doesn't really say that. But I don't have any meetings in this one because this I use my other one, which I'll take you into. So the first thing I want to do is I want to schedule this meeting. So I click on schedule the new meeting and it says you've been logged out for too long. Okay, thank you. Okay. And so it tells me that right here, it says your Zoom Basic has a 40-minute time limit with three or more participants. So that's just so that's out there so you know. So even though it says an hour, at 40 minutes, it's going to boot you. So I would say when I want to have the meeting, so maybe I want to have it tomorrow at 2:30. And that's really all I have to do. Now, also with the basic accounts now, they are automatically adding a password to this. And I'll talk about that in a second. They're also starting it so that everyone is in a waiting room and you, the host, have to bring them in one by one or just bring them all in. You can turn that off if you want to just by clicking the checkbox. They're trying to make it more secure so that there's not Zoom bombing and some of those different things as well. So I'm just going to leave the waiting room on there. And then down here, you'd have some options. And if you do have a basic account, you can record your meeting on your local computer. You can't store it in the cloud, but you can store it on a local computer. I would do anything else I need to do. I'd hit save. And now it's telling me, here's my meeting. Here's the meeting ID. I've set it up with a waiting room. And then if I wanted to do an invitation to people, I would click over here where it says copy the invitation. And this is the information that you could then copy in. Now you might be saying, well, this one that we were in tonight, I didn't have to put in a password. And the reason is that if on the link itself, the password is embedded in it. Okay. So if they click, it's embedded in it. But if you were to, and I'm just gonna click cancel here, I'm just gonna go out here. If let's say Renee sent me the code, so it's like 411-625, whatever, up here I could hit join a meeting and I don't have to find the email that she sent me. I would type in the meeting, the number itself, no link, just a number, and hit join, and then it would say, and what's the password? And then I'd have to put in the password that was also sent. But if they're clicking on the link, they don't have to worry about that. I'm just going to go back. Okay. So there that is, and I could then go into this meeting. I could copy this link. Oops, right here. That whole thing. Hit copy. On a Mac, it's Command C. On a PC, it's Control C. It puts it right on your clipboard. Go into your email or whatever you want and then paste it in. Mac, it's Command V. A PC, it's Control V. Okay, so that's just something that you can do. Okay. Now, if you had the a pro account, so I'm going to get out of this. Actually, I'm going to get out of that. I'm going to go back in. Colgate that I work for, we have a pro account. No, yes, come on, you can do it. And it says, you cheated on me with the free one. I don't like you anymore. Yep, and it says you're free because I didn't log out. That's why. Silly me. Okay, there we go. Now Colgate says, oh, I like you now. And then I have to put in my credentials. And here I am with my Zoom as well. Very, very similar looking. I can set up my meetings. I can go and schedule my meeting. Notice it doesn't have a limit. The password and the waiting room aren't turned on automatically. It does allow me to use the telephone to call in. So that's a benefit of one over the other. Okay. Questions, thoughts? Nope. Okay. All right. So I'm going to stop sharing for today. So how many of you, by either a raise a hand, because I can see everybody, or if you click on participants, you're going to have a raise hand button down there as well. How many of you have set up a Zoom meeting outside of state, New York State, but for like your local chapter or something, or your family, or even family, doing a family one, and Pat, tell me what it is.
Making arrangements, that's by invitation. When we're doing a public, we all come, then we use something more basic like YouTube. It depends on what we're doing and how we're doing it, which event, which way. But with Zoom, when it's a private group that you're inviting, you can do some very close things to the mic mm-hmm. or to the camera with things. And so the people who are watching can participate, everything from picking out the font on the urn to many, many other things. And so that's where Zoom is really good. Zoom is not good when you're doing a generic public, if y'all come, because you have to invite everybody.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. Who else by show of hands is doing great things with Zoom? Good, good. All right. Does anybody want to share some of the things that they're doing?
So Robin, actually, I use it for work, being a teacher and having to do online learning. I'm becoming a master of Google Slides, sharing Google Slides, having to do drag and drop on Google Slides. And, you know, so I'm like, I'm getting good.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Fantastic. Karen, did you want to say something? No? Okay.
I'm just a participant.
Okay, great. Lisa?
I use it to coach. That's how I run my business. I'm 100% virtual at this point. Okay. And I also use it to be a guest speaker. I've been a guest speaker for Steuben County CCE, and I'm hoping to do some things virtually for our local chapter. We're just trying to work on the technology side of it because not a lot of the members here have access, but we're working on it.
Okay, good. So. Good. Has anyone used it for their local chapter meetings or their region meetings? So Karina and Patty and Renee and Pat, you have too. Good. Great. So you can use it to keep people connected. Another thing that you can use it for is have a social time. One of my other groups, prior to having a meeting, a local chapter meeting, what we did was we had a social. That way, there wasn't a structure. There was no agenda. People weren't freaking out. We just had a glass of wine and we talked for a half an hour and got to see everybody. And then when I sent out the invite, okay, we're having our meeting next Thursday, da da da, they were more comfortable to actually attend the meeting. So there's a lot that you can do with Zoom. And there's a lot of Zoom resources out there. So Zoom itself has a whole training area. If you go onto YouTube, there's a Zoom playlist for training. So just check that out. And if you got other questions, let us know, because we're going to be having more of these. So just so you know. Okay. So I'm going to segue into Facebook. So I'm going to share my screen again. And oh, actually, before I do that, how many of you know if your local chapter has a Facebook page? Okay, I see a couple. Awesome. So I'm going to show you how to find out who has a Facebook page within New York State Women, because what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to be supportive of your sisters across the state, and you're going to want to like their Facebook page if you're on Facebook, and then help share. And if you do have a local chapter Facebook page, then what the state does when we see it, we reshare what you've done. So that it helps get the word out. And then as a member, you can share it to your friends and colleagues. And then that way you might get more members interested or potential members in. So I'm going to share my screen again. Pop out. And I'm going to go to Facebook, maybe. There you are. So this is the, oops, I was going to tell you how to find them. Sorry. Okay. So on our New York State Women page, which is nyswomeninc.org, under, where to go? What am I doing? Ah. Renee, I just had them.
Where are they? Under news, social media.
Yep. It is under news. Okay. Went too quick. So under news, if you go down to social media sites, this shows you the sites that New York State Women as a state have. So we've got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. But then these are the chapter pages. So if you know that your local chapter has a page and you don't see it on here, let us know, because we want to definitely help promote you and share your information. So there's a lot of chapters that have pages that you can just click on them and get to the various pages. So I'm going to click on Buffalo Niagara. And now they're, oh, there I am.
Well, there's Robin.
I didn't know they were going to do that. Okay. Yes, I'm speaking at their September meeting via Zoom. So, but this is where, so I could see what's going on with Buffalo Niagara events. Okay. So you're going to want to definitely use the events, because then you can help promote that. And we can also promote it on the state page as well. So a lot of different things that are happening, the posts and stuff. This is a great Facebook page. I'm going to pop over to our page. Okay. And you'll see different things on our page, such as upcoming events. So, hey, here this is. Okay. So you might have seen this here. And then if you were, now I'm an admin, I don't know if this will work, but if I click on this, it'll tell me all about it. So some people are interested, some people are going. This is also where myself, as Robin, the individual, these are some of my friends on Facebook. So I might want to invite them to an event. Okay. Oh, I just sent Teresa an event. Sorry, she's going to kill me. No, she won't. But anyways, so that's something that you can do, and it talks about all the information there. Other things that you can do on your Facebook page. Oops. Is you can do posts to talk about different things that are going on in your organization. Now, you're going to want to have an admin for your page. So when I post, I'm posting as the page versus posting as Robin. Okay. So those are some things that you're going to want to think about on your page as well. Okay. There we are. Cool. Okay. There we are. So Renee is in the background setting these things up and posting. So Facebook is a great tool to promote. So let's say, okay, good. So Renee posted this. It says learning about Zoom, Facebook, and the website. So maybe me as Robin want to share that to my friends. So if I come down here, what would probably show up is I would be me, Robin. Okay. And at this point I could share it. And then I would just go to the share ... because then this way I get to control it a little bit better.
Okay. It's okay.
So I might say we're learning and having fun. And so then I can decide who I want to send this to. I can send it to public. I can send it just to my friends if I wanted to do that. And then I would go ahead and hit post. And then that would go on my timeline.
My side too.
Okay. Any questions on the Facebook?
We use it for...
I'm going to stop sharing for a second.
Yes, Robin.
Yes.
So nobody can post onto the New York State Women's Facebook page. They should post on their own locals Facebook page. They'll post an activity, for instance, or mm-hmm. whatever, but they shouldn't go and try and post it on the New York State Women's right. Facebook page.
They won't be able to do that.
Right. And the word admin, what does that mean? What duties does an admin what are they required to do?
So an admin has full publishing power, meaning they can create posts, they can create events, they can create other people to help. And that's a really great question, Jackie, because I'm going to just check the chat for a sec. Oh, great. Okay, so Patty wrote they used it to promote their AMBA clinic. That's awesome. That's great. That's right. And you can boost the event simply by saying this is the criteria, boost it to women within such and such age or area or something. And you can set a limit and say, we're gonna boost this for $10. So each click is like, I don't know, 50 cents or something like that. And once it gets to $10, it stops.
I don't understand that. I've heard of boosting, I've heard of paying, yep. And I saw the word boost on one of the Facebook pages. Yep. So who decides they're going to boost?
Okay, so the boost would be by one of your admins to uh-huh. the site. And also, let me take you back into Facebook for a second to show you. So for example, there's different roles that people can have. And I'm going to do it wrong. Okay, oops. So in here, we've got page roles. And this is, your admin would set this up for you. So there's different roles. So there's the admin, and they can do anything and everything. But there also might be a role like you can just publish things, or you could just do certain things as well. So there's editor, moderator, and I don't know about those two. But editor and moderator are good ones. So the editor can publish content. They can send messenger messages as the page, respond and delete to comments. They can create ads and do some different things as well. The moderator, that might be someone that's just, you have them watching what's going on. And if someone posts something, they might need a reply. They don't have as many rights as the editor. Okay. As far as boosting, I think it's just the admin. And Renee, tell me if I'm wrong with that.
No, you're correct. Only the admins can actually boost a post or actually create a Facebook ad.
Okay, great.
So,
great. Perfect.
So go back to that page where it showed boost.
Yep. So what happens is when we create, I'll do it this way. When we create a event or something like that,
yeah, and you don't have to only boost events. You can boost anything. You can boost a post.
Yep.
If you want to get a post out there, because I do it for my job all the time. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page, and when we want to get people in the store to buy gifts for certain holidays, we'll put I take pictures and I put them on there, and then I boost the post. Like I choose like a 50-mile radius starting from the town that we're located in. A 50-mile radius, and then I choose the number of days that I want to do it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you can choose how many dollars a day you want to spend. Mm-hmm. And that depends on how many people you potentially reach.
Right.
But it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I did use it for Tri-County to boost our ambulance, the word out there.
That's great. So when you click on boost, this opens up, and this is where you can come down here and say, well, who's the audience that I want? And I can, right now it says age 18 to 65 plus, living in the United States, in New York, in a 50-mile radius of New York. You can also make it be just ladies, and that could be anywhere. You could do all those different things. The duration, how many days do you want to do this, and what's your total budget?
Okay. How do they get paid?
You set up a credit card with Facebook. I have mine going out of my PayPal. But it would be, so you could do that. Okay. But we're not really going to boost because we're already here.
Yeah.
and then what you can also do is you can actually, if we don't have time to go into it tonight, but you could go in and you could actually look at the analytics and see, okay, how many clicks did I have? Okay. You know, how many people actually saw that? So
do you have to have boosted it to go into the analytics?
You can see a little bit of analytics just on Facebook, but it's not going to give you a lot of information. You're more or less seeing what post you did, you know, how many people it actually reached.
Oh yeah, the people who viewed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and commented. Okay.
Yeah, once you do like an ad or a Facebook boost, you get a lot more information on it. You'll actually know like geographic area where they came from and a lot more detailed statistics.
Yeah. What do you mean by an ad? I know how to do an event, but what do you mean by an ad?
Well, think of when you're on Facebook, how all of a sudden, like if you were browsing on Amazon for a pair of sneakers, all of a sudden you've got like five different companies with sneakers showing up on your Facebook feed. Those are ads it's doing targeted marketing.
Okay.
In there. So that's a whole different world and a whole different topic, but.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So this is just the insight page. So this is letting us know for the New York State Women page over the last 7 days, we had, two actions. We had 36 page views, some previews. We reached 146 people. We had two likes within the last couple of days, you know, different types of things. So if you were into statistics and marketing, you'd want to hang out there.
And you can see the insights on all of the Facebook pages for all of our groups or locals?
I can, yes.
Renee can. I can't. I can only see those that I'm an admin.
Yeah, you have to be an admin on the page. And being that I set up majority of the chapters' websites or Facebook pages, I have access to see their statistics.
But if like, say, Steuben County Women has a Facebook page and Lisa, say, is the admin, she could see the insights.
Yes. Okay. Yep, definitely. Okay. So I'm going to segue into the, into the website piece. And we've covered a little bit of this. We're going to have to mute some people. Actually, I'm going to come here.
Robin, while you're going to go on to the website, are we covering Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn at another time?
We're covering, I know for sure, LinkedIn on another time. Mary Kay Taylor is going to be doing that. We just have to set that up. But Twitter and YouTube, we haven't talked about that yet. But okay. If there's interest, we could do that.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to the webpage. And I just want to show you some of the things that you can do to help promote your chapter on the website itself. So I'm going to back to share. Okay. So on the homepage of the New York State Women Inc. site, as you scroll down, you're going to see a lot of different things. You can get to members only, you can join. Down here is where you're going to see upcoming events. And these are upcoming events from the calendar. Okay, so the calendar of events. So if you've submitted something to the state page's calendar, so for example, we've got this tonight, the AMBA is this weekend, next couple weeks we've got strategic planning, and another week after that, CNY chapter is going to have their summer gathering. And where this is helpful is that if, let's say I was in Central New York, I was in Syracuse or something, and I see this and I'm like, what is this CNY chapter summer gathering? I could click on that. And it tells me all about it. It's the Women Take the Stage. Da 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 da. It's $20 per car or carpool. And this is how you'd register. For more information, call our own little Patty Ferguson here and she can get you hooked up. Now, so all of that information came from the calendar of events. So here's our last week we did treasurers. Right now we're doing Zoom. There's AMBA, strategic planning, CNY summer gathering. BNC is chapters having a meeting on the 2nd. So this is a great resource. Questions? Okay. Now, what if you did want to submit an event? Maybe your chapter is having an event. I need to mute somebody. All right. Okay. I won't mute anybody. But I will. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so if you did want to submit something, so maybe the Mohawk Valley chapter is going to have something on September 3rd or something. I would go submit an event. And you'll notice that I haven't logged in yet. This is open to the public. So this doesn't automatically get put on the calendar. It has to be vetted first. Okay, so the event type, it's a chapter event. We're going to call it Mohawk Valley Chapter. Title, test, do not post. The start date, when is it? I said it was going to be on September 3rd. It's only going to go through September 3rd. The start time, it's going to start at 6 o'clock. End time, 8:30. I've done this before. And we're going to have it at Swifties. The cost is dinner off the menu, individual checks. Now, because on my browser, I let it remember things, it makes my life really easy. But I could type in whatever I want. Come join us. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Contact person is going to be me.
Robin, can I just add something?
Of course.
Since I'm the one posting all these things,
uh-huh.
Sometimes I get very minimal description and even I don't understand what the event is. So the more descriptive you can be that would entice somebody to actually come and show up for your event, the better yes. off you are. So.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I'm in the sake of time.
Yes. No, I'm just saying in general, I get very minimal descriptions and I'm like, I have no idea what this event even is. And
yep.
And I have to
well, certainly come join us
and ask for more information. And it's just much easier. Put a really detailed description.
Yes. Yes. And you could also, could they put a link out to their Facebook event if that was the
Absolutely.
Case?
Absolutely. If it's already on Facebook and you just put a link in there, then I can go grab the information. But you definitely want to think like if somebody's just browsing the website, what would attract them to come to your event?
Exactly. And then the last piece, which is the toughest piece, is you have to enter the code. Now this code times out. So I'm going to type in it's W67N. And I hit submit. And then a lot of times it says, yeah, that wasn't right. Because I took too long.
So it also is case sensitive too.
Yep.
Little.
Yep. So it submitted it. Oh, did I do it wrong again?
Oh, it's one of them's a little Z.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, goodness. Those are all little. Okay.
It should work now.
Yes. Okay. So it tells me that I submitted. It isn't an instantaneous onto the calendar, but it will get up there. And then I should then also have received an email back saying
it's on there.
Submitted or something like that. So those
and
are.
How long does it take?
I would say within
usually week. Within like 24 hours. I mean, unless for some, I'm hardly off the computer. So unless for some reason, like I'm totally incapacitated and I'm not on email and it might be a little bit longer, but usually pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So that's one way to get the word out there. Another thing is to make sure that we have your latest, greatest chapter information and region information so that you get the emails from us, and also because that will update your page. So for example, I had people fill out the form, and I'll show you where the form is, and we're updating the leadership directory, the new leadership directories on the website now. I just added about 12 changes to that, so within the next week or so it's going to go up. But if you've got changes, I'll show you where to make changes as that as well. I totally went off on a tangent. I don't know what I was saying.
Where to submit the officers, I think, is where you were going.
I was going there, and this is where it ends up. So if I go to chapters, and I go all chapters, I'm like, well, who's in charge of Central New York chapter? I click on Central New York chapter. What this gives me, these are the current leadership of the Central New York chapter. And then if I wanted to email Patty, I would just click on that and that would get an email to Patty where I could say, hey, I'm interested in your organization. Can you tell me more or your chapter? Or let's say I'm not quite sure what chapter, but I know I'm, because okay. I looked on the map and it says Region 6. If I go to Region 6, there's the region director. Mary Kay could tell me what chapter am I closest to or something like that. So that's one of the things. And when you do that, you can see the map. So we had someone say, well, where am I in Region 6? What chapter should I be in? And stuff like that. So these are updated based on the submissions. Now, where do you find a submission? You have to first log into the member site. So you do your member login. Put your information in and log in. And if you can't remember, put your email here and hit request password. I go to login. Now I'm in the member site. And up top here, where it says chapter, submit your officers. And I just received one from Chadwick Bay. They just sent in theirs this afternoon. And so what you would do is you'd pick your chapter. I'm going to do Mohawk Valley. I'm not really going to submit this. And you'll notice that some of them are red. So at a bare minimum, you have to do the person responsible for membership and the president by bare minimum. And usually, even if only a couple have changed, it's good to fill out the information. So for Chadwick Bay, when they sent theirs in, there were only two that were different. Everything else was the same, but they filled out everything for me to that way I would know. But if you know that really just the treasurer changed, just put in the president, the treasurer, person responsible for membership, because they're the ones that are going to get this email back saying you've submitted such and such. Okay. Questions?
This form also controls the membership database. So this form will submit to both Robin and I, because Robin's doing the leadership directory. And then I manage the website, the membership database, and all the listservs. So this one form actually updates about four or five different systems and pages. So it's really important that this form is used, and it's not just phone call to somebody saying, hey, our treasurer updated, or a random email to somebody, because then all the proper people don't get notified that something has changed, and then all of a sudden we've got the wrong person in the membership database or on the website. So really important to stick to this form.
Yep. Jackie, did you
know? If none of the officers changed and the membership contact didn't change, what do they do?
It's still good to submit it every year, mm-hmm. just to make sure that our records are accurate.
So
somebody's going to forget one year and say, oh, it's always the same officers every year. And then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, the treasurer changed, but we had no idea. Mm-hmm. So we always say come May, June, whenever you elect your officers, just submit it right then and there and be done with it.
Yep. And the membership person can either be the real membership. I mean, if you have a membership chair within your chapter, you can do that. Or it could be the person filling out the form. So when Chadwick Bay did theirs, it was the president's information down there because she filled it out. Hold on.
I'm on the meeting, Marilyn. Talk to you later. Bye. Right. Bye-bye.
Marilyn was supposed to be on the meeting.
I was just talking to her. I said, where are you?
we'll take that offline. I'll talk to you later. Okay, so that's where you'd go for that. I'm not going to really fill that out. That you do the same thing. Oh, actually, back to chapters again. Oh, I did the wrong thing. Dang. Is that over here? No. To log in again. Silly. Okay. There we go, that one. Also under chapter is where if your dues changes, that's where you're gonna update your chapter dues. This is also where you can get a roster of your chapter. So all members have the ability to do that. So if I go to chapter roster, for me, because I'm a member of Mohawk Valley as my home club, I'm also an associate member of CNY, so I could see that as well. But this way I'm able to see my members. So maybe I need to reach out to someone and call somebody. Okay. Now
I have a question.
Of course, yes.
I'm an associate member of Staten Island chapter.
Yes.
Who is supposed to submit my name in order for me to be listed on the Staten Island chapter as an associate member? Their treasurer?
Either the treasurer or yourself.
Okay. I can do that by contacting you.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Renee.
Yep. And for associate members, if you're not familiar with what that means, what you do is you pay that chapter just the local dues portion, and then you're on their roster as well. You don't have to pay state dues twice,
right?
Unless you want to, then do that.
Every penny counts.
I know. Same thing for regions. This is, I did it again. What is happening? No, this is right. So under regions, this is where you could submit your officers and if the dues changed or something like that as well. Under state, this is where you're going to see the leadership directory. And the leadership directory was updated on July 22nd. And then if I click on it, what I'll see is all of the information. Okay. Now, what you're going to want to do as a chapter is you're going to want to scroll. I'm sorry if I'm making you dizzy. Sort of. You're going to want to scroll down to the chapters. So you'd want to check to make sure that this is right. And if it's not right, what do you do? This is our audience participation here.
Go to the chapter.
I would. No, when Kyle was leaving.
You would go fill it out so that we'd have this, and then in the next update you would see that information. But this is a great resource for you. It's got all the different committee chairs as well. Okay. Questions?
He left.
Who left?
Who left?
Never mind, my husband's talking to me.
Okay.
We're reaching that time.
I know, we're getting there. But so this is where you get a lot of the information. If you're doing some marketing, this is where you can get your chapter logos very easy from here. This is where the MOI, the manual of instruction, and the toolkit are. This is also
where the profile.
Oh yeah. So this one first one right here is very important. It's your My Profile. And if you click on it, it's going to show you all the information. So my screen is I've got a teeny tiny monitor. Sorry about that. It tells me when I'm paid through my information, I could change my address if I wanted to. I'm going to wipe out the home phone because I don't have a home phone. And don't call me at work because I'm not there. What information you'd want. And then if I needed to change my password, I could do that. And I would update my profile. So now that goes out to the database, the big database, and that would say for Robin, this is what her information is. It also gives you a history of when you paid your dues for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's out there if you wanted to do that too. But the reason why it's good to have the industry out there, because if I go to search NYSW, maybe I'm looking for someone that does accounting or something. Under industry, if I pick accounting and I hit search, these are all the people that do accounting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's everybody that does accounting. And let's say I was looking for someone, I met her at the BNC, I remembered it was the BNC chapter, Buffalo Niagara chapter, and I think her name was Renee, but I can't remember what her last name is. If I hit search, there's Renee. Or maybe I know her name was Robin. I don't remember where she's from or even what her last name is. This will give you just the Robins within New York State Women, only the active ones. Once if they're not active, they don't show up on this list.
Right.
So this is a great resource for you to be able to find. And it was log in on the member login and then search NYSW. Okay. So we had Facebook, we had Zoom, we had the website. Any questions or thoughts or ideas? Jackie.
Okay, when I'm looking at the Zoom, I see where I can mute myself. and I see where there's stop the video. So if I need to get up away from my screen like I did at the beginning, I should hit stop video and it would just say my name, but it wouldn't show me moving around in the office, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay. Correct. Now there's a participants and it says there's 14.
Mm-hmm.
So you said we could do something with participants, raise your hand or something?
Yep. So when you click on participants on the right hand side, you're going to see a participant window. You're going to see all the participants. And at the bottom of that, you're going to have some things that you can do, like raise hand or
mute me.
Yeah. Different
or things. Invite. What does invite mean?
Invite, you'd be able to send the link to someone else, I think.
Okay. Now there's chat. So I see that there's a couple chats. Well, now there's only one.
Well, there's a couple chats in there.
There they are. Yeah.
What the chat does is you have the ability, if the host has turned it on, or actually not turned it off, actually, you have the ability to chat with the group. Okay, that's what the everyone is. Or if you see where it says to everyone, if you click on that, you're going to see the names of the people that are in the group. So if the host has enabled private chat, then I could send a message to Jackie and say, Jackie, your hair looks funny. No, I would never do that because it looks gorgeous. But it looks gorgeous. But I couldn't think of what to say. So I could do a private chat just to you. Okay. Yes, right. And Lisa brought up a very good point. And this is especially great when you're asking for feedback or brainstorming ideas, and you're having people do the chat. If you click on the three dots to the right of that, down in the bottom corner, you can save the chat. And that allows it to save it locally to your computer, and you would have that whole record.
Oh, those dots, okay.
Those dots, yeah. And so that's great if you're having people give their opinion or certain things. I know in my classes at Colgate, my faculty, they like a participation grade. So what they do is they pose a question to their class. The students have to answer in the chat. They save the chat, and later they can say, yep. Oh, we didn't hear from Sue, or something, but okay.
All right. And then there's, I'm just responding to a private chat.
Oh.
All right, share screen. Now record. I'm watching you. I can't record it then.
Well, actually what can happen is you can ask if it's okay to record. And then the host decides if they want to allow you to record or not.
And that would go where? On my personal computer?
On your personal computer, yep.
Where would I find it?
You would go into your documents, and then there would be a Zoom folder, and then there would be a date folder within that, and you would see the chat if you saved it, the recording if you saved it.
Okay. And now there's reactions with a smiley face.
Yeah.
You could do things.
Yeah. So you can raise your hand or thumbs up.
I can raise my hand or thumbs up.
Yeah. Okay. And under participants, you also have a more button, which you might have other things that you could do.
Not mine. Okay. All right. So that's good. And sharing screen. You're the man, you're hosting this tonight. So you shared your screen. Right. If you wanted me to share my screen,
right?
Then so how do you do?
So as the host, you can determine if you want your participants to share their screen or not. And that's one of the things you can decide. And next to my share screen button, I have a little triangle. And my options are one participant can share at a time. There's also advanced sharing settings if you wanted to do that. But actually, if the host sets it up so that people can share, you don't have to make them a co-host or a host in order for them to share. They can just share. But you can also make it so that people can't share unless you give them permission to.
Right.
So like what we did tonight, because I'm actually hosting the Zoom meeting, and mm-hmm. I turned it over to let Robin share her screen. So I gave Robin permission to share her screen.
Yes.
But did you say you have to give permission to people to do it by hitting that little triangle or something?
The way I have it set up, yes. I have to actually grant people permission.
Okay.
Yep. Depending on how your settings are, You can have it a little more freer or a little more locked down. Some of my faculty don't allow private chats in the class. If you're going to say something, you have to say it to the whole group and everything. What else? What other, some other things that you might want to see? Or
I want to eat dinner. Can you bring that to me here?
Yes, wait, let me click on the Burger King button. Okay, it's on its way.
So far, you know, Zoom has been a great thing beyond business. Because even like, well, we've been locked down since March, and we basically have had, you know, my sister and the kids at one place, me here, my mom at another house. We were able to play bingo and battleship over Zoom. So you can really do a lot of different things to keep in touch with people pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. And it's so user-friendly, really.
All I can say is if my six-year-old niece knows how to get on Zoom to see her classes now, everybody can do it. She after the first couple times, she's a pro at it now. Now when I call her, she just says, "What's the code?"
Exactly.
I've attended a lot of birthdays that way, birthday parties. And I had to tell you, I'm part of, in my local church, I'm part of the handbell choir. And we, of course, had to stop getting together and playing. And I got the whole gang onto Zoom. And so instead of our rehearsal, we would meet for a Zoom meeting and socialize and connect. And I'm talking like, all the way from, well, I guess I'm the baby, but all the way that to, you know, octogenarians. It was like, it's been a whole, it was amazing to keep us connected. So that's a great point, Renee.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, we're coming up on time. So I want to thank everyone for attending, and I hope you picked something up. And we will be having more sessions. And also, in addition to New York State Women having session, the CDO will also be having some additional workshops too. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for professional development and networking throughout the year. So if you think of topics, let us know so we can
help. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great. Let everybody have a reaction.
Thank you.
Now, where do we do this?